As the coronavirus rages out of control in parts of the country, destination venues in Massachusetts are welcoming visitors under Phase 3 of the state's staged reopening plan. 4 months after it went dark because of the coronavirus pandemic, the MGM Springfield Casino reopened on Monday. The gaming floor, along with much of the rest of the $960 million resort property, have been retrofitted for the sake of safety, according to Seth Stratton, MGM Springfield Vice President and Legal Counsel.
We had to actually physically move a lot of machines around to free up some of the more popular machines so that they're more socially distant. So it was a combination of game popularity, what games drive the best revenue, and then where they were located on the floor and how we could social distance them.
All three Massachusetts casinos are open once again under strict guidelines ordered by the state's Gaming Commission. Everyone must wear face coverings. There are capacity caps of about 25%. Slot machines are socially distanced. Dealers and players separated by plexiglass. There is frequent cleaning and sanitizing. Poker, roulette, and craps games are not currently allowed. There are fewer dining options. Customers cannot walk around the casino with a drink. The MGM Casino's hotel remains closed. Even in this scaled-down version, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said it is good to have the casino open again.
It's a balancing act. You know, we're trying to follow the medical, the health, and the public, and the sciences. But we're also trying to get our businesses open and going again.
MGM said it recalled 700 of the roughly 2,000 employees that were furloughed when the casino closed in March. The Springfield Museums also reopened to visitors Monday. New safety protocols at the museums include mandatory face coverings, social distancing, timed ticketing, and capacity limits. The casino, the museums, and the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, which reopened on July 8th, together bring millions of visitors annually to the region. People traveling to Massachusetts from states outside of the Northeast are encouraged to quarantine for 14 days, but it is not a requirement.
We remain extremely vigilant because we're very worried about how many cases there are in the rest of the country and the possibility that that will lead to a second surge in the Northeast.
Dr. Sarah Hessler, an infectious disease expert at Bay State Medical Center, said the success of Massachusetts' reopening plan hinges on people taking personal responsibility for wearing face coverings, keeping 6 feet apart, and frequent hand washing.
And it really comes back to that. It always comes back to that. Everybody has to do their part to protect Massachusetts from having another surge.
Public health officials say contact tracing also takes on added importance at this stage to prevent new virus outbreaks. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.